joined by Abdul Rahman Hussein. Abdul, can you explain very slowly for us here exactly what's just happened in the courts in Egypt?
Well, what happened was two momentous decisions today from the Supreme Constitutional Court of Egypt. The first one will probably be leading to the dissolution of Parliament on the premise that the manner in which a third of the seats were contested were unconstitutional. This, according to the members of the court, renders the entire parliament unconstitutional. So that was one law. And there was another court decision at the same time, looking into an isolation law passed by this very parliament, which attempted to remove Ahmed Shafi from the presidential race. The isolation law basically consisted of a proviso that no members of Mubarak's regime could contest elections. However, that law was also deemed unconstitutional by the Supreme Constitutional Court, meaning that Ahmed Shafi remains in the race with the runoff due on Saturday after tomorrow.
Is it an exaggeration to suggest that this has plunged Egypt into more chaos?
This is basically the description of what's happening is a soft coup by the military, and it's a very big blow to the Muslim Brotherhood, who are the majority bloc in Parliament. They kind of, all the gains that they have made since the revolution appear to be disappearing in thin air. They are still contesting the runoff with their candidate Mohamed Morsi against Shafi, but in the absence of Parliament, legislative power reverts back to the military junta that has been ruling Egypt during the transitional period. And so they've lost a big chunk of what they had gained post-revolution.
What impact at this stage do you think there'll be on the elections themselves? I would have thought that there might be some kind of sympathy vote for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Many are predicting that. There are many who feel that in light of what's happened, more people will be prone to voting for Mohamed Morsi. However, I'm not really sure whether that's going to tip the balance in his favor. He still has a great chance of winning, of course. There's no doubt saying at the moment the predictions are it could go either way. And so this might somehow kind of tip the balance in Morsi's favor. But that remains to be seen, because Shafi has a pretty good chance as well.
Do you think that a lot of people will take to the streets to protest against one or other of these verdicts?
Well, more likely the Shafi verdict. The thing is that things are very complicated right now, because on the streets of Egypt, or let's say the source of the revolutionary fervor, are unhappy with the Muslim Brotherhood, because they feel that the Muslim Brotherhood has sold out the revolution for personal gain, like going back 6 months to the November clashes in downtown Cairo. They're more worried about elections and about winning seats and so on. And so the Muslim Brotherhood won't find much sympathy with the streets of Cairo, because they've kind of gone it alone and kind of deserted the revolution in people's eyes. However, there could be a lot of trouble regarding Shafi. I mean, we predicted either way that if Shafi happens to win the presidency, that's going to lead to a lot of unrest in Egypt anyways. I mean, irrespective of the Brotherhood or anything else.
So the president will be elected, whoever that is, and will have no constitution and no parliament.
Exactly. He'll have no parliament. That's exactly what it's going to be like. I mean, because the dissolution of parliament also affects the formation of the Constituent Assembly that's supposed to draft Egypt's next constitution. So now that's a legal mess. And we're not sure how that's going to turn out. But what we're looking at really is the possibility, especially if Shafi wins, that we'll have a president with executive powers and the military junta that backs him with the legislative powers until a new parliament is formed. In that case, then they have the complete monopoly on the constitution, and then they will have the right to, if not draft the new constitution, at least draft a temporary constitution until things are decided.
Is there any more clarity at all about whether a third of the seats are unconstitutional, the whole thing? What's the latest on that?
Well, it goes down to election law.
The point goes is that initially it was agreed that two-thirds would be contested by political parties and a third would be left to individuals to run. However, after much objection from political parties were also allowed to contest the individual seats. That is the crux of the matter, and that is where the problem lies, and that's why the court deemed it unconstitutional, because according to the Constitutional Declaration, there's an article about equal opportunities. And in this case, you gave political parties much more power or much more ability to contest all the seats, but you didn't give that to other forces or individual candidates who could only contest a third of the seats.
Do these verdicts expose questions about the legitimacy of the courts?
Of course. I mean, Everyone is guessing. This isn't the first court ruling on such a case. Everyone is talking about the independence of the judiciary and how independent they really are. I mean, everybody's considering this to be a politicized verdict that is kind of tilted towards the state and the military junta. This comes after a series of court cases that are in a similar vein. I mean, the initial Constitutive Assembly was rendered unconstitutional last March, so there is a lot of doubt now that has been cast on the Egyptian judiciary regarding their independence and where their loyalties lie.
So is this a kind of key counter-revolutionary moment?
Pardon? Can you repeat that?
Is this a moment of counter-revolution?
It's being described as such, definitely. There is no doubt.
Okay, Abdul. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thanks, Matthew. Cheers.